The streets of Yemen's capital are a war zone once again this morning. More than 60 people have been killed, reportedly, in the fighting this week. Joining us now is Hisham Sharif Abdullah, who's the Minister of Trade and Industry in Yemen. Minister, good morning.
Good morning.
What can the possible justification by the government be for these deaths on the streets of Sana'a and the firing of live ammunition, apparently, against protesters?
First, I have to clarify that the government did not fire live ammunition at the demonstrators. What happened is there were some demonstrators in the streets, and behind them were some troops working with these demonstrators, and they exchanged fires, and these people were in the middle. Our anti-riot police is using tear gas and the usual anti-riot equipment. So what you just mentioned, that the government fired and killed 60 people, it's not true, and it's being aired by some news agencies sometimes who are taking these news from the people loyal to the opposition.
Is it not true that 100,000 people were in the streets this week?
No. You can send anyone to Yemen, and you will find that few thousands were in the streets, and most of them were loyal to an extreme group of the Muslim Brotherhood, not the youth, not the young people who went to the streets about 6 months ago. Now we have militia of the Muslim Brotherhood group in the streets against any kind of dialogue, which is now going on and supervised by the U.S.
All right. Live there from Sana'a, that's Government Minister Hisham Sharif Abdullah with a government view of what's going on in Yemen in this apparently very bloody week.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.